The Purdue Bands and Orchestra's Winter Gala concludes Sunday afternoon at 2:30 when the Purdue Symphony and Purdue Philharmonic Orchestras present a free concert at the Long Center with pianist Greg Kostraba. I recently spoke with Andrew King, the conductor of both orchestras, to learn more about the program. I noticed here that you do have some music by a couple of Black American composers.
Yes, we're featuring Greg Kostraba as a piano soloist with each orchestra, and with each group we're doing a piece by two different African-American composers. The first, the Purdue Symphony, is doing a piece called Yamacra by James Johnson, and he was sort of the father of stride piano, and it's a really jazz-influenced piece. And then Philharmonic is doing a piece with Greg that is called Dismal Swamp, and it's by William Grant Still. And that piece depicts slaves as trying to escape through a swamp and sort of the joy that they feel after they get out of the swamp.
Do these pieces of music date from just about the same time then?
1920s and early 30s.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the program. You start off with the Purdue Symphony Orchestra, is that right?
Yes.
And an overture you don't hear very often.
Right. We're doing the Verdi Nabucco overture, and then, of course, the Johnson piece, and then ending with the finale of Dvorak Eighth Symphony. One thing about this concert is that each orchestra is playing several pieces that are all fairly short. So if somebody doesn't enjoy one thing in 10 minutes, it'll be something else.
Oh, I see. Kind of like Indiana weather. What they say about Indiana weather. Right. Well, if they were to play the whole Symphony No. 8 by Dvorak, they'd be there for a while.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the Purdue Philharmonic Orchestra is on the bill.
Yes. The Philharmonic is doing the Vaughan Williams Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis, which is a really interesting piece just for strings, and it actually divides the string section into three separate groups. There's a string quartet, and then a small orchestra of nine players, and then the rest of the strings as a separate orchestra. And he uses a lot of sort of techniques where you end up with just the small group playing, and it sort of sounds like an echo, and really exploring the different kinds of colors you can get with different sizes of groups.
Okay, but you won't be having them strategically placed or anything like that in the hall.
We're going to put the second orchestra, which is the group of nine players, in the back of the orchestra, sort of behind the main orchestra, to sort of give them a little bit of separation so that that comes across.
Okay, so you will get sort of an echo effect.
Yes.
Then. All right, and then you go to the William Grant Still Dismal Swamp, and then you end with Richard Strauss.
Yes, we're doing the Dance of the Seven Veils from Strauss's opera Salome.
Without the benefit of choreography.
Originally, I thought this concert was going to be at Elliott, and we had talked about possibly using dancers, but since we're in Long Center, no space for that. So.
Okay, besides it's too cold, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Andrew King, the conductor of the Purdue Symphony and Purdue Philharmonic Orchestras. Pianist Greg Kostraba will be the featured soloist for their free concert Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center. More information on the concert and on all of this weekend's Winter Gala concerts is at purdue.edu/bands.